going to give you a creeped out warning, not by me, well, maybe by me for today's commentary, but there's a couple of weird stories in the news that if you haven't heard about, I will share them with you. An entrepreneur is selling soil from a serial killer's house in Cleveland, outraging the victim's families. I can believe that. The Plains Dealer newspaper reports that Eric Jean of Jackson, Florida, had an associate fill two sandwich bags with dirt from Anthony Sowell's house. Remember him? A few weeks ago, and is selling it on his website called serialkillerssink.net for 25 cents per gram. Gain expects to make a total of $500. Sowell was convicted last month of murdering 11 women and dumping their remains around his property. Gein or Gene or whatever his name is said the soil is valuable to people because Sowell's victims were buried in it. He also says we live in a sick world. Well, I don't think there's anything more sick than that. In fact, it's only $500. I get that, but this goof should have that $500 taken from him, and it should go to the victim's family. And then did you hear about this penis amputation lawsuit where a Kentucky doctor said that he saved a truck driver's life when he amputated part of the man's penis after discovering a rare and deadly cancer. But the man told a jury he wanted to escape from the hospital when he learned it was removed without his knowledge. The truck driver, Philip Seaton, 64, is suing Dr. John Patterson, who performed the 2007 surgery that initially was meant to be a simple circumcision to relieve the inflammation. What I saw was not a penis. What I saw was cancer, the doctor testified in court. So you got one goof that's being a dink by selling dirt from a serial killer's yard, and you got another doctor who cut one off without permission. So I don't know. It's just a weird, sick world out there. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.